After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness. From ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwan's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond. With a two-word mission statement, change lives. And you know it, it's your host, Mark Menard here, and we are getting ready to do something I've been waiting for a long time. I'm going to be sharing with you from our live Elevating Beyond in Business event. Oh my gosh, this has been so freaking awesome. Our Minutes with Millionaires. We did a special part of this event that was over 3 hours, by the way. We did a full, like, hour and 45 minute live Q&A session where all four of us sat down, and we had all of you that bought tickets and came in person from all over the U.S. to the event, as well as all of you that got the live stream tickets from four different countries and asked your questions to us. And we all four answered them live on the spot. This has been so awesome. I'm so excited to see how this has all been coming together. And the reason, like the huge thing about this event too, what I wanted to do and we continue to do Elevating Beyond in Business is it wasn't just that all four of us are best-selling authors and worldwide speakers and all that, which is cool, but I wanted four people, including myself, that had built their businesses as entrepreneurs from the ground up, starting with nothing and built it over at least 10 years plus to achieve that level of significant success building these multi-million dollar companies that are changing lives across the world on so many different levels. But the biggest thing here was to bring those that actually have experience doing it from in the trenches so we're able to answer with wisdom versus just theories. And in this, you're going to hear, this is part one of this. I'm broke this bad boy down into four parts for all of you. I have Dan Waldschmidt who joined us. You've heard him with me on several shows with a lot of different things. Worldwide speaker, best-selling author. I mean, his book has sold over 700,000 copies now, Edgy Conversations. And Dan is the billion-dollar strategist. Like, he is the go-to guy. He built his company over the years, hitting 10 years plus, where they'll hire him, the billionaires, as a consultant to come through when their company's in trouble. Yeah, they don't hire him when things are going good. He's the go-to guy when all hell's breaking loose behind the scenes of very big companies that I can't even publicly say due to his confidentiality with them, ones you all have heard of. For instance, one of them was $400 million in the red. They bring Dan Waldschmidt in, and he works with the company, dissects it all apart, and just gives that real talk, strategizes, and over the next year had that same company, after applying what he told them to do, profiting $300 million. So that means they went from losing $400 million to being above profiting $300 million, which means he helped them actually make $700 million over that year. Yeah, this dude, I love Dan. He brings it, so get ready. And then I have my man, Bill Courtwright. Bill's in his late 50s, and look, don't get that all twisted up and think he's some old dude because Bill has a six pack. This guy works out relentlessly, always has. And Bill is the guy that started in the early 80s, even doing infomercials. He started honestly with his sleeping in his car to build his business up, and has 35 plus years of building several successful multi-million dollar businesses with hundreds of team members, and is the host of the Stress Mastery podcast. Bill's like the Stress Mastery guy, not just management, Stress Mastery. He gets deep on this stuff of how to really master stress. He's a best-selling author. And also, of course, I can't leave this out. I always say my brother from another mother was part of this event, Greg Walker, otherwise known as the Big Dreamer. And Greg and I've become great friends with all the people that I have involved in this event. Greg and I have got to know each other very well since he was on my show. He overcame so much adversity and went from against all odds starting a Subway franchise, literally sleeping in the office of his first Subway because they couldn't afford rent anywhere else, him and his wife, to developing and growing, and at one point having 242 restaurants, becoming one of the largest franchise owners. Also is the best-selling author of Dream to Grow Rich, is a worldwide speaker, and has 25 plus years of building his company successfully from the ground up, as well as myself, the one and only, you know it, giving my little sound effects, Mark Menard, my little bio, best-selling author of The Story of You. I've built my company Dreamshine from the ground up for the past 12 years plus. So, and you know, speak, host of Elevating Beyond, all kinds of good stuff going on. And so with us combined, we did this whole event and then the Q&A session that I'm just going to dive right into and share with all of you. And what's awesome is the reason I broke this into four parts is it's so long. We just answer the questions live on the spot together that people ask live during this event from all over the world and in person from all over the U.S. And so on today's show, it's going to just roll right into it. We talk about dealing with toxic team members, when, why, and how to fire someone versus coaching them. Also, investing. When do I invest versus paying down debt? And, or should I invest versus paying down debt? And also, how do I go about finding investors? How do I get people to invest in my company to go to that next level in this dream of mine at whatever level you're at? And then we were asked, how do I move away from living from paycheck to paycheck? You're going to hear all four of us answer all these questions. And then the last one was, someone asked us, what's entrepreneurship really from all your years and years of doing it? How is that different compared to other roles? So get ready as we go right into it. And if you like this, look, I have over 3 hours of this that it was so freaking awesome. I had to make it into a kick butt. It's just the full video. It's interactive. I made it into a course. It comes, you got the whole thing. You got the show. You got the Q&A. You got each of us coming up and speaking. It's amazing. Plus, I throw in the massive action guide that I made for this with my team. It's been awesome. It breaks each section down. It asks you questions. And I mail that out as a bonus. I'll give you a signed copy. You get the PDF version. If you love it, keep listening. There's more to come. And if you really love it and want more, shoot me an email. I'm giving my direct email. This doesn't go to my assistant. This goes right to me. It's Mark, M-A-R-K, at Dreamshine, D-R-E-A-M-S-H-I-N, e.org. And in the subject line, just put something like, I don't know, interested in the show, the, I don't even know what to say, interested in the video course, Elevating Beyond, something like that, just so it jumps out at me. And we will be hooking you up. Like, that's part of this thing, this whole thing we put together. It's hours and hours. Just for all of you awesome people, we're doing, it's just $99 right now. That's what we decided. We're doing that throughout the rest of 2018 as a little special for all of you awesome people, plus throwing in the massive action guide. But you have to just email me directly to get that. And if you don't, that's cool. You're going to enjoy this either way. If you want more amazing awesomeness, shoot me that email. Oh, yeah, and we enter you into our private group and community that we have as part of this, too. I forgot about that. So get ready, and here we go.
After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is what's for dinner. That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com.
Members to move on from the team before it poses a threat to the moral and the health of the company. And it's towards anybody, so whoever wants to chime in.
That's you, Mark.
Well, everyone should have that wants to answer, sure, because everyone's like, all right, Chanel, I'll act like this mic's working. That's a great question. So I always start with team members if they're willing to grow. That's the key thing I look at. So try to coach them, see if they're willing to grow. I don't like anyone to be surprised when they're going to be fired. So like as a leader, make sure you've given them a chance. You've explained it very clearly. You can't beat around the bush. You can't think about feelings. You can't sugarcoat. You have to tell them. You can say, I love you, but here's what the problem is and here's what you need to fix. So you need to fix this. If this doesn't get fixed, and then you see over time how it's going. And after a certain amount of time, if it's not getting better, you have to be clear. If you're not clear with people, we were saying it yesterday, you're being unkind. You're actually not helping them out by enabling them. And I know that because I'm about to pass 2 minutes, huh? So,
What's the name of this lady?
It's Chanel. So if they're not, I'll give you the mic. So if they're not willing to grow and you're clear with them, then you need to fire them after a certain point. Because what will happen is you'll start losing other good team members because you're allowing this person to get away with what you're telling everyone else they have to do. And I've learned that the hard way. It's like the basketball coach that won't bench the all-star player that's not following all the rules, and the morale of the whole team doesn't win the championships. When he benches them and says, you all have to follow the same rules and guidelines or else we cut you. So all right, who wants the baton next?
I'll say something.
Yeah. As someone who owns, Chanel, someone who owns a lot of restaurants, I can tell you, stop saying fire. You and I don't fire anybody. That employee fires themselves. So you always need to tell yourself, I'm not firing anybody. What you can give 2 strikes, 3 strikes, 400 strikes. And what you do, it's letting them know. You give the first strike, you tell them you have 3 to 5, okay, you're on number 2. Next time, you're out of here. So get that out. And you talk about when you let them go. If you get cancer, you don't stop the cancer, what happens? It ravages your body. That person will become cancer. Listen, there's two employees you hire. There's an eagle and there's a turkey. If you keep the turkeys around too long, it makes the eagles fly away. So you got to get rid of that turkey. Give them a chance. But like Mark said, if they're not coachable, if they're not teachable, you got to cut that leg off to save the body. But never say you fire anybody. They fire themselves.
Let me give you the 10 second answer. This is like another, no offense, tell me the name is Chanel.
Chanel.
So like this is an example of one of these really stupid things we get into where we ask ourselves questions we already know the answer to. If you're asking the question, should this person be here, the answer is always
that's
no.
Right. That's right.
So you just say, I'm sorry, it's not working out. And it's really that simple. What you said about fear is the reason why you haven't done it. You might, if it's a salesperson, you're afraid you're gonna lose revenue. If it's a IT person, maybe you pay this person money. And you're like, well, if they leave, can I find someone to work for that money? Well, that's a whole nother problem, right? But the fact that you're asking the question tells me the first thing you should do tomorrow is fire. Just go fire them. So again, not rocket science, but anyone else want to say something?
No, I think it's Captain Obvious. You guys covered that
Captain
clearly.
Obvious, you know?
The only last
I agree with all of you.
It, going off what Dan just said, 10 seconds exactly, is ask yourself, if they were to come in and want to work for me today, would I hire them again? Mm-hmm. Knowing what I know now, if the answer is no,
out.
Fire them. Or let them fire themselves.
All right, the next one is from Felicia, and she said, what would you recommend for a person who has $40,000 in savings? Should they invest into a mutual fund or pay off owed mortgage first?
Whoa, for me, I have the mic? All right, so, hey, listen, I invest in me. I'm a little bit different. I invest in me. And as I teach millennial over there, I invest in me. I don't put things in mutual funds. I don't put things in the stock market. I put things in Bill Courtright and what I can do to grow. And I invest in my businesses to create residual income. My businesses grow. But that's me. So I'm not the right one to answer that one.
But tell us what you mean by that. I mean, you said 100% of the money would go into education, training.
So all different things. So I'll build different businesses, different courses, different things. I'm always looking to make money while I sleep. So I'll invest in different companies, I'll invest in people, I'll invest in things, but I'm looking for things that can make me income while I'm sleeping. That is one of my things. And I like five streams of income coming in at all times from the businesses. So if I'm investing, if I have $40,000, I'm kind of looking, okay, what can I build out of this and use this money to turn that $40,000 into $200,000? That's the game. Right. Does that make sense?
Yep. And going off from what Bill's saying too, there's different, I would need more information, but there's different seasons of life. I agree investing in me, but maybe.
That's just me though. I mean, that's just the way I am, you know?
I would invest in Bill too.
Yeah, that's just me.
But
that's really,
if you have 40,000, so I think having liquid is very important.
Yeah, I like money.
It's very important to have liquid cash available because I've been through the struggle of having all credit card debt, mm-hmm. having to go to the banks for loans, and having some liquid is available. So I don't know what your situation is. If you have 40,000, I would say to keep some liquid. Like, don't put all that to pay your mortgage off, but and then have no liquid cash available. Mm-hmm. It just depends where you are. Also, if you own a company, I don't know what you are, where you are in your season. And I started a simple IRA for my company and all my owners, and I invest different things into that. I invest in myself, and I also keep a certain amount in savings. And I could dive deeper into how I invest in that.
I would say if you have $1,500 in credit debt, pay the $1,500 off. Don't try to pay the mortgage off, because what's going to happen, you're going to see that big mortgage, $100, $400, whatever it is, $1,000. And you're never going to chop down the tree. You're just going to be nubbing at it. But if you pay those small credit card debt off, if you're paying $25 a month, now that's $2,525 a month you have. So my belief is, like Mark, I love having an umbrella in my garage for when it rains, because something's going to happen. What is the Murphy's Law? When something can happen, it will happen at the worst possible time. So if you have that $40,000, we don't know your situation. You might need a new transmission in your car. So put $1,800 in transmission and then keep the rest of money. You have to find someone who's doing what you want to do. Find at least 5 to 10 people and ask them. You have 40,000, but don't ever risk that whole 40,000, because you'll need it sometime, whether you have a business. There's a thing called, most businesses fail, I believe, because of lack of capital. They have cash in the bank. Now there's people out there who say, no, have all the debt in the world, because when you die, you don't pay. That's stupid.
Who up here agrees with that?
No. But there's a lot of people, there's accountants, there's financial people who believe that. So keep as much cash as you can. And I believe at a time you have to use OPM, other people's money.
Yeah. And then your mortgage, I mean, and by the way, not to oversimplify again, 10 second answer. If your mortgage is 4%, can you make 4% on an investment?
Yeah.
Probably you can pay 7 or 8% in your mutual fund. Okay, that's the lame thing. Can you make 4,000% investing into yourself? Yes. And do you need some money for a rainy day, absolutely. So that's, you know, it's like these are some no-brainers. If you're paying 25% on your credit card, pay that off.
Yeah, get rid of the debt. Get rid of the credit cards.
Yeah, yeah, but don't pay off your mortgage. That's just stupid. Don't do that.
The biggest thing I would say is do what makes your heart see, because I believe in being debt-free, having my mortgage paid for, because I like to sleep at night, because I know what it was like moving from home to home with 14 siblings. So myself, I love to sleep at night and say, you know what? I love having a mortgage paid for. I love having my cars paid for. It's just me.
It's a good feeling.
You have
to
ask what makes you, if you're happy with $8 million worth of debt, God bless you. God bless. There's people out there like that. But find out what works for you. Stop worrying what works for everyone else. And that's my piece of advice.
Cool.
All right. The next one is LaDea. And she said, what would it take for a millionaire, and I'm guessing it's asking one of you guys, to invest into an entrepreneur with a very strong brand?
Let me take that.
There you go.
Everyone says they have a brand. Yeah. That's a bunch of crap. Everyone's a brand strategist, a brand professional. No one's going to believe it. Listen, you come to me, I don't care what you say, what you do. Tell me how you, listen, I want to know how much money you want. When am I going to get paid?
Yeah.
This is not a long-term thing. I want my money quick.
Yeah.
Just that. Yeah. No, listen, unless you have the new Snickers bar, the new M&Ms, most people, there's 1,000, there's 1 million of you coming to us. Yeah. Saying I got the next KFC.
We get lots of emails from people saying, would you invest? And I think the number's gone down, because I've even told my chief of staff, like, our answer is we're not currently investing anymore. That kind of puts some of these at bay. But there are three real things that I determine on. One, am I going to be surrounded by people who are smarter than me? And like yourself, I'm a college dropout twice. That's not hard. I'm fascinated by all these smart people around me who have got this specialized knowledge. Secondly, are we doing something big enough to change the world? I don't want to do small. If you're doing like a different shade of carpet or something, probably not my thing. I want something big. And then third, does it nurture my soul? So when you're presenting to people who have money and you want their money, you should deliver it in a way that you know does something inside that person. Like, what are they truly passionate about? So, you know, if you're downloading your business plan off the web, if you're downloading your pitch deck off the web and expecting that to work, I mean, Bill, what do you think?
I totally agree with Dan. For me to invest in somebody, I have one rule, and it's a little, because I'm a little older now, and I'm kind of at a different stage in my life, is that I will not work with anybody that gives me chaos. I refuse to have chaos in my life. Yeah. I like to live a peaceful existence, right? I like peaceful existence. I don't want chaos. So you can have the greatest plan in the world, and Dan is right. If you don't have a purpose and a passion and something that's special behind you, I'm not looking. And I get a lot. I get, especially in the health field. I mean, everybody has the new supplement, the new workout program, the new, and for me, there are some good things out there. And I've seen some good things come across my desk, and Super Millennial will tell you, he goes, we're not investing in that? I go, nope, because this guy is chaotic. Yeah. I can't live with that. That's just the way I work.
Well,
it had the basics with business.
You don't have the mic.
Oh, sorry. I mean, aren't you shocked at the number of people who don't have a clear business plan?
Let me be real.
They don't know what they want.
When I started my company, it was the recession. Okay. No one would invest in me. Yeah. I couldn't get a loan. Like, first of all, you've got to go and do whatever it takes to start building yourself and showing and proving that you can build something, that people have something to invest in. Don't just sit there and say, I have this great idea. I want all of you to give me a bunch of money. Because, like, you have to earn your respect first, too.
Yeah, and the person you're getting money from has probably done that.
I guess
so. So, if you, like, they're going to talk to me about raising money, I'm like, I've built 4 businesses. I've never raised a penny.
Yeah,
I've never raised a penny. So you're coming to me telling me you want my money? I'm like, screw you, go do what I did.
I was telling Dan a story about my oldest daughter. I was telling Greg about my oldest daughter, and she has built this business and she's done amazing, and she needed $30,000 and she was growing. And I said, yeah, I will write you that check.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I need you to go to 20 banks. And if you get 20 banks that turn you down, I'm gonna write you that check, because I know how hard you're working. And I know you're putting the time in and you're doing the grind and hustle thing. And so she went. Bank number 15 gave her the number. And I said, the reason I had you do that is because you're growing. Yeah. And you need to understand that the banks are your partners. Yeah. And you're going to grow that way. If I give you the money, you're not growing. Mm-hmm. And that. But she knocked on the 15th one, gave her the money.
And she did.
And she did it.
That's right.
She did it. And I know that step is going to help her grow. So
I can't tell you the number of times people come to me wanting investment, and I'll push back at them, or even a church.
Yeah.
Because in the South, we all go to church, right? So you'll bump into some brother, pray for me. I've got this great business idea. What have you done?
Yeah.
I haven't done anything.
What work
you
doing?
You talked to four people.
Right.
Talked to four people.
Go
and you want money. It's like, look, even Jesus got busy and threw over some money changers' tables, right? I mean, look, you got to get off your ass and break some. And then you come to me and ask for my money. Like you said, I spent 3 years, I built this thing, and we could make 400% more money, but I need a small loan, and here's how it's going to work out. And then we got your back. I'm going to write you a check.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to happen. But you come to me and you say, I want your money to take an idea and turn it into a business. And that means, really, here's how I hear that. You want me to pay your salary while you figure it out for 3 years. Yeah. Ah, get the Get out of here.
And we lose.
Get out of here.
No, Jesus,
get out of here.
Jesus didn't say that, though.
Yeah, he didn't say that. But he threw some demons out. He threw some demons out. You know what I mean?
Without the bombs.
Get out.
But yeah, so that's we love you, but that's real talk.
Sorry, you guys laugh.
Yeah.
Be careful what you ask for.
All right, Amarin asked, what are the first steps you would recommend to somebody looking to move from paycheck to paycheck? They want to get out of the paycheck to paycheck life. What are the first steps you would tell somebody?
Get out of debt.
I got it.
Can I just say one word?
You got to know what you want.
Save?
I'll say it. If you find yourself in a hole, the easiest thing to get out is stop digging the hole. The first step, I hate when people always say this, Dan, Mark, and Bill, where do I find money? Where do you find money? My niece today back in Columbus, Ohio, 16 years old, has a landscaping company. Yard sales. My wife says, dear, your niece just went across the street. They have a free riding mower. She went and got it, ran out of gas. She said, hey, how much do I owe uncle for some gas? Got it. Cutting a house. 2 hours later, she's cutting the neighbor's lawn. Made $60. That's how you do it. You collect cans. You see someone having something at a yard sale, and you say, how can I make that money? Because listen, you want to be the person who signs the front of the check, not the back of the check. And you do that by the simplest things. I hate when people say, how do I get money? If you live in a state where they still take pop bottles for a nickel, get carts of pop bottles. If you have to work a second or third job, that's what you have to do. You have to do whatever it takes legally to start that business. Listen, you guys don't know what we did. We could went around and got horse manure and started our business. Don't worry about what people think. Do what it takes. Do what it takes to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, I know Bill had to. Do you mind if I go for a second?
No, please, please. Greg covered it well.
I have nothing else to say. And think, and also be grateful that you have a job, and don't just like go to work every day miserable, and really think about what do you want to do, and keep doing things along the way. All of us here had to work multiple jobs.
We wouldn't have this discussion if it was like, how do I get water, right? Or how do I get gas for my car? No one has these questions. Yeah. Like, what do I do to get more water? I'm thirsty. You go and find water and you put it in your face, right? That's all you do.
That's right.
Right? It's, and then we come to money, we're like, oh, but I don't know what to do. It's like, where is the money? It's your paycheck or maybe your side hustle, or like you said, collecting cans. Where I just came from in Michigan, you can return bottles and you get some change back. It's not, we overcomplicate it.
Who was that person who, what's his name?
Amarin.
Yeah. Amarin, do you have a $1,000 iPhone like I do? Maybe get a $100 phone.
Yeah,
maybe get $100
things,
phone.
Little things like that.
Because I guarantee you, Amarin, if you buy things you don't need now, you will sell things you need later on in your life.
Yeah.
You have to, there's nothing wrong with a job. Be proud you have a job and work your job like you have millions of dollars in the bank going every day happy. Treat everyone the same. Don't go in there saying, I hate my job. Mm-hmm. Like I said before earlier, you get to go to your job.
Right.
But in the back of your mind, you say, you know what? I'm not stuck in this warehouse all my life.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going somewhere else. That's so you smile every day and you figure out a way. Listen, the great Genghis Khan said, I will either find a way or I will make one.
Yeah.
You got to make a way.
Let me just touch. Keep doing. That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is Chanel again. How does an entrepreneur differ from a business manager, owner, operator that most people don't understand?
Well, a manager doesn't have to pay the bills.
Yeah, so I like Randy Gage. I don't know if you guys know Randy, but Randy says an entrepreneur is an artist because they're trying to figure out things because they have a vision of what they want to build. And they're outside that cage that we talk about. I'm talking like it's a mic. You know what? You do that to me, right? I mean, so it's like they realize you have a dream. An entrepreneur is building the business. They're hiring the manager. They're hiring the people. The entrepreneur is a dreamer. Now, here's the thing. I don't know about you guys. Can't stop building stuff. One thing gets done, this is done, this project's over, I'm now gonna go build another one because it's art. It's artists, you're working at it, you're creating it, you're figuring it out from the ground up.
I think what she's asking too is maybe they're not understanding how hard she works and not appreciating it as being an entrepreneur. And you have to think, figure ways to help share the vision with your team. Mm-hmm. And how do they differ? Well, I'll give you an example. It was some years ago, and we had our third kid. We had five. We adopted our nephew, number five. We were just wondering how to make ends meet. Found out that it was like $45,000 that we were going to be short for the whole month for my company. I had payroll to pay for everyone. We had to put everything on the line, my wife and I, to make sure that everyone on the team got paid before we did. Like everything on the line. I came home and they didn't see it. I was positive, they didn't even know about it. And my wife and I were in tears every night. Like that's the difference. And then when they see you making more money later on, it's because you were the one that put your blood, sweat, and tears and everything you had into it. That's the difference right there. That's why it's your baby. Mm-hmm. And the key is communication. Like, you don't have to guilt them, but help communicate with them when you can. You don't have to keep everything a secret. They'll respect you more if you communicate some of that stuff to them. Do you have an answer?
No, I like the artist answer. I always tell people I feel like that's what I am.
Yeah, it's a right? canvas, I mean, right?
I'm an artist.
It's a blank canvas,
everything
right?
I do, whether okay, I'm writing a book. Exactly. Whatever I'm doing, whether I'm writing a book or whether I'm putting a new video series or whether I'm trying to help a client. It's like I'm painting something. I want it to be beautiful. I want people to look at it. When I'm done with it, I want them to look at it.
That's exactly
and I want it to move them in their soul.
Visionary.
And if it doesn't move them, then I'm not happy. I want to keep doing it. So anyways, well said. I mean, it's all great answers. All right. I'm learning.
The next question is going to be towards all of you because it's just, what is your morning routine?
After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com. After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com.